Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Philippines, I wish to once again congratulate you on your election today as president of this conference. I assure you of my delegation's constructive support. The Philippines attaches great importance to the CCW, which is among the pillars of our collective efforts to enhance the multilateral disarmament, arms control, and non-proliferation regime. This emanates from our strong national commitment to international humanitarian law. Our disarmament policy is guided by our principled position that upholds, first, the centrality of the victims and affected communities in any mine action effort, and second, the need for affected states to build and enhance independent national capacities in addressing relevant threats. Our commitment to Amendment Protocol 2 is rooted in our own national experience. The landscape of armed conflict has greatly evolved in recent years, and like in many other countries, technological advances and the increasing asymmetry and urbanization of warfare have compounded the threat of armed non-state actors to our communities. Our security forces have had to deal with these threats even as they remain committed to upholding their humanitarian obligations. The New People's Army, which has been waging an insurgency in the Philippines for the past 5 decades, continue to pose such threats despite the government's efforts to engage in a peace process over the years. They continue to use improvised explosive devices or IEDs that function as anti-personnel mines that indiscriminately destroys lives and properties and cause undue suffering in violation of international humanitarian law. Addressing the IED threat requires engagement with all stakeholders, including those in civil society and in local communities. It also requires enhancing policies and legislation to make it difficult for criminal and terrorist elements to acquire and traffic the components of these destructive weapons. We wish to highlight that the Philippines' counter-IED efforts are pursued with the balanced participation of women and men. Many of our explosive ordnance disposal teams are led by women. Likewise, women experts play important roles in our military munitions control units and also in our civil society. Our communities are empowered to be at the center of our work. Many of our IED disposal operations are undertaken in cooperation with women and men in the grassroots. Mr. President, the Philippines shares concern about the lack of attention given to the issue of mines other than anti-personnel mines or MOTAPAM in the CCW framework. The risk and challenges associated with MOTAPAM in terms of compliance with international humanitarian law requires our consideration as high contracting parties to the CCW. We look forward to actively engaging in our discussions throughout the meeting today and contributing to our collective work to uphold and implement our obligations under the amended Protocol 2 and to promote its universalization. You can count on our delegation's continued constructive engagement. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much, Philippines, and also thank you very much.